This is Rejected Segments, where we talk about segments that were never going to make the air, except they so were never going to make the air that they make the air.
Rejected Segments.
The top five rejected segments from the past 30 days. Now, these are all ideas that you guys have sent in. I'd like to free you, Amy. You have no rejected segments that were so bad that you made the list this week.
Good nice job, Amy.
Nice job.
But then I feel like they still make it through this, so sometimes they get bummed that I don't have anything a part of it, because it's like...
they have to be so bad to make it through this.
I know, but this makes me want to submit such bad things.
That's what I do sometimes.
No, we don't.
No, you guys don't do that. The only one who really tries to go super creative is Mike D, and he puts out some really crazy, weird ones just to go... Let's just see if this works.
Oh, you're saying me and Lunchbox just do regular
stuff? Yeah, you just suck. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Number five.
Was just Mike D suggesting the ear-piercing punishment. We simply play a game where the loser must go to Claire's and get their ear pierced.
No.
Oh.
No. Thank goodness that's a rejected segment.
It's like, I like to get an ear pierced. I like the bunny, please.
Doesn't that hole stay there forever?
I think it grows back.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, but it gets
infected.
Rip it out
like Amy did.
Oh.
All right, next one.
Number four.
Simply because it was so boring and we never would have talked about it, Eddie submitted, I have a hard time deleting emails.
Wow.
This
is important because, like, I have, let me see how many emails I have, unread. Dude, the number is crazy. 10,809 unread emails.
Well, why don't you delete them?
Well, because my email said you are running out of space. So I was like, I'm going to have to delete some emails. Yeah. But literally, if it has any kind of information on it, I have a hard time deleting it.
So you're hoarding.
Huh? Yeah.
You're an email hoarder.
It's so hard for me to get rid of emails.
Oh, my God.
That one was lies. There's no way we would ever do that. Here we go. Next one.
Number three.
In a first for rejected segments ever in the history of rejected segments, the top three are all held by one person.
Lunchbox.
Raymundo.
Oh, no.
Yeah! Wow. Oh, good. So I didn't have any either.
You didn't.
Good job. I did a good job this month.
You did
a good job.
Raymundo. Yeah. He said he had a Jennifer Lopez story that's an exclusive.
Here we go.
If we want it.
Oh, is this clickbait
Ray? For sure, clickbait Ray. Wait, go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. No, I was talking to this dude at the Bahamas at a pool, and he used to work security, and he said, this is just interesting, why J-Lo is J-Lo. He said she loves to gamble. She's actually almost a little bit obsessed with it, so she would go to a casino, I believe it was in Atlantic City, and rent the thing out. So it's just her and her friends, 30 people partying. But she would have them lower all the table limits to $1 because she hates losing money but loves to gamble. I'm like, well, that's why she's one of the richest people in the world. She's smart with her money.
But she rented out the whole casino, so they made enough money.
That's expensive.
But we have no way to actually verify this, except Ray was sitting at the pool with a guy who claimed he used to be something.
In the Bahamas.
Right. Yeah. How do you know he was even telling the truth?
He was. I mean, he was a police officer for 36 years.
Did you see a badge or anything?
I didn't ask for it.
Oh.
I mean, this is quite the weird story to fabricate.
Yeah, and just to throw it out there to somebody you've never met.
Right.
Yeah. So this was just unverified tea. Gossip.
Okay, that's one of three?
That's three. Okay. And number two and number one, I LOL. Especially when I put them by each other. All right, let's go.
Number two.
So at number two, Raymundo wanted to go around the room. He said, let's go around the room and recommend a friend of ours who does music. And so this was him wanting to come on the air and just, I don't know, shout out one of his buddies.
Eric Dodd.
Was it Eric Dodd?
No, it's not Eric Dodd. I have other music buddies.
So it was him suggesting that it would be a segment, but he had somebody he really wanted to promote. It was like the time Lunchbox wanted to do carpool karaoke, but really he just wanted to ride to work.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like Ray, I think Ray was like, I'll talk about you on the show. So he submits this segment, right? And so we didn't do it because we're not going to go around and just be like, I got a friend who's in music and play just kind of a weird set.
Yeah, I don't really have any musician friends.
So, but who was it, Ray?
Dan Smalley.
Okay. And did you tell him there was a chance he'd get on the air?
No, I just came up with the idea because he sent me a song and I was like, that's actually kind of dang good.
Mm-hmm. So, and it rolls into, because we didn't do this.
Can we hear the song?
Not yet. It rolls into number one because we did not do number two. And then like a week and a half later, number one comes in. Here we go.
Number one.
When was the last time you heard a song that literally made you slap your knee? And guess what it was?
Aaron Smalley.
It was Dan Smalley or whatever.
He's trying.
He tried twice to get his buddy on the air.
Okay,
slap your knee.
So
there was something exchanged then.
No, there's not. I like the song.
Something happened because he fought for it twice.
Yep.
So... Ray, what's his name?
Dan Smalley.
S-M-A.
S-M-A-L-L-E-Y.
Okay.
And our wives used to work together.
Okay. And your wives, they don't anymore?
Yeah, they both took different jobs.
Okay. And what kind of artist is he?
Country.
Okay. And would you happen to have a song by some chance?
I do.
Okay.
Makes you slap your knee?
Yeah.
Hey, the song's already loaded?
Yes.
In the appropriate place?
Correct.
Yeah, we figured. Okay, here's Dance. What's it called?
This is called Born and Raised on the Bayou.
Let's see.
Here we go. Crawfish pie talking, finger licking, born and raised on the bayou. Washboard rhythm and a bullfrog humming. Daddy sweet apple moonshine coming. Babies and the dogs in the backyard running. Born and raised on the bayou. How I love my Cajun country home. Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
good.
Kind of swarmy, Cajun, but it's... Oh, here we go. I like this too. Hold on. You guys hear that? That's
me slapping
my
knee.
Yeah, that's me slapping my knee on that one. It's good. It's just Ray was like trying to strategically get this in.
Twice.
So I admire it.
Yeah.
The Dan Smalley... Born on, it worked. It's gone.
Born on the Bayou.
Born on the Bayou.
Yeah.
Do you feel good now?
I like the song.
So now you can keep your money he gave you or whatever.
Yeah. The beers that he gave you.
Yeah.
No. If I like something, I try to bring it to the show.
But you like try to cheat it in twice.
Just because literally one day I was like, dang, I almost slapped my knee just listening to this song.
What are you gonna say?
I mean, off this song, I mean, Ray may be in something on to the J Lo thing because J Lo's mom
won a bunch in the slot machine.
At an Atlantic City casino, dollar slot.
But she won, like, it was millions.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He said she rented it out. Everything was a dollar. Her mom at the Atlantic City casino, dollar slots.
Interesting.
Ray was on to something.
Well, Ray, thank you for suggesting all those segments.
Yes.
And shout out to Dan Smalley, our boy.
Yeah.
I'm still slapping,
slap my knee, man. Slap my knee.